Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy, and I'm back with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, welcome back.
Amy, I cannot believe you had the audacity to podcast with other people when you and I have a connection. And it doesn't matter that when you go away in a few weeks, I'm going to podcast with somebody else. I'm upset. And like, I don't even know if there's a point to me being here.
I thought the point of being on the RTP network was to network. And, you know, when you were gone, I just thought, let's explore another connection. But
yeah, but I thought we had a connection. Like, you're the only one I was here for.
Obviously, I mean, that's the connection I want to continue. But, you know, you weren't around. You know, I just thought.
Well, but I know, cool. But that's like no excuse. And like, I feel like you're not even putting in the effort here. And like, sure, you called me on Skype today, but like, I feel like there's no effort. Jokes. We're having fun. I love Amy. I'm back. And I wish I wasn't. No, that's a lie.
It's the Paradise double standard.
Yeah. I'm frustrated, I think.
Well, you missed a lot of big stuff, but it was worth it. You had an amazing trip from the looks of it. Everyone was envious. And I was living for Ethan's vacation style.
Oh my God. Everyone, like, do you know how many people message me? I'm like, so looking forward to Ethan's outfits of the day. I'm like, what about my outfits of the day?
Uh-oh, we'll create a monster. He's going to start an Instagram fashion account soon.
I know. Like,
I think you had a hand in some of the outfit choices.
I don't. I really don't. I can't take credit for any of that.
I would have thought they were like, these are all like Haley's gifts.
The one shirt was the one that I bought him. That's like the pink and green Hawaiian one that I know you like. Mm-hmm. But everything else, it was like he was very committed to the bit of like, that's what his style is. Geometric shapes and ABBA band shirts.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, that one actually. We were watching an episode of Would I Lie to You, the British panel show, and one of our favorite comedians, Alex Horn, was wearing that dino sweatshirt, and he like
was influenced.
Ethan for probably about 4 months was like would not shut up about the sweatshirt, and like had like entered his email in so that they would notify him when it restocked, and so he, like 4 months later, finally restocked, and he paid like a stupid amount of money to ship this sweater from the UK.
Oh, so he's got to get the uses out of it.
Yeah. And then during Christmas last year, we went to like an ugly sweater Christmas party or whatever. And so he didn't, because he's too like stylish, he doesn't have any ugly sweaters. So we like safety pinned a hat, like a little Santa hat to the dinosaur. Nice.
That works. You're lucky that he wasn't watching Big Brother when it was like Judd with the bear catching a fish in his mouth shirt.
You're right. Two things. We did one season. We did watch Big Brother Canada, and it was one of the seasons where Skechers were sponsoring it, and like the HOH, like, oh, I got my new Skechers, and we were watching an episode, and Ethan was like, I like those Skechers, and he bought those Skechers, and now those Skechers are his personality. Second of all, we were in the airport on our way home. And a guy was wearing the same shirt that Omer wore on last season of Survivor.
Yeah.
And Ethan was like, Omer's shirt. Like, I never thought I'd see one of those in the wild.
So do you think that was a Survivor fan, or do you think it was just coincidence?
No, I think it was just an old who like is who is like tie-dye ostriches are fashion.
Yes. That's funny. Oh, I like this that he's like like the unsuspecting influencer target demo.
Yeah. No, him and I are both so easily influenced, and we're like bad together in the way that we'll both be like, you should just get it. Totally. You're not going to regret getting it. Like, you should just get it. Like when we were in Paris, I literally bought 3 berets.
Oh, nice.
And Ethan's just like standing beside me like, you're not going to regret buying 3 berets in Paris. I'm like, right. I need 3 berets.
Were you channeling Gabby from her date?
I was, except I went to like a cheap souvenir store and not like a fancy like fitted beret place.
Yes. Okay, well, you'll have to be modeling those soon. It's beret weather.
I will for sure. I feel like everyone looks better in berets than me, but I'm really going to try.
So you also famously said that you would check out the spoilers as soon as we stopped recording on your last podcast. So what was it like reading the spoilers, having that experience, and, you know, having that ahead of a finale?
Honestly, it wasn't that exciting because I felt like I read the spoilers and I was like, yeah, the previews were telling us this. Like, watched the show for so long that I just knew that this was going to happen. Like, we knew it before the spoilers came out. We were like, yeah. And they were pretty vague still. Like, it was like,
I think the Tino thing
may
was
or
the,
may not have cheated, or like, we're not really sure what happened. It's what the hell is the point of this? And then it was so weird because that post I was looking was also like an interview with Taryn. Our network mate, Taryn Armstrong.
It's Reality Steve.
A Reality Steve. And I was like, what? I was like, am I in some like time warp here? Like, what is happening
here? My like browsers like mishmash in some way? Like, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah. And I messaged that to you and you're like, yeah, like Steven and Rob have also been on Reality Steve's podcast. And I was like, what? I've muted the dude, and it's not because it's not like a political stance or whatever. It's just like when other people like that stuff, it ends up in my feed and I get accidentally spoiled. So I just like same. Have them muted. So it was a real shock to me. Unlike the ending of The Bachelor, which felt very obvious. I was just like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch the 3 hour. I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it yet. Maybe I'll watch it eventually. But like, I know what happened.
Right.
And I knew what was going to happen. And not because I read the spoilers.
And if you just
want to
see
a
clip, like, you could just watch Gabby's proposal or something, you know, if you want to see something here or there. But
yeah, you know what I'd rather do is rewatch Gabby on Dancing with the Stars. Like, I'd rather watch her dances over and over again than
should
like
just
watch
recap DWTS instead of VIP tonight.
I was going to ask if we could have a DWTS corner because, like, you know, a show I'm very passionate about, Dancing with the Stars. I have been loving this season. Yes. Gabby's been unreal. But she's not even my favorite. Like, I am a hardcore Daniel Durant stan. Like, I love him.
Yeah, I actually have a very extraneous connection to someone in his family, but so I just feel like a personal connection there, but I would have been a fan either way. Like, he and Britt, amazing. And then I just saw that she's like so like good at sign language now after like 3 weeks.
I love that. Like, she is the perfect partner for him. And I love her style. I love how she approaches teaching people, like all of her partners. Mm-hmm. I'm just having a great time like watching it. And who else is great? Daniela, I'm upset that she's been gone the last 2 weeks, but like I just find her choreography like outstanding still. I've been in it.
COVID rules were a little weird, but like, oh, you have a mask, but not you. It just felt like theater, but
you're just like, okay, whatever, how about her? Mm-hmm. I've been loving Dancing with the Stars this season, yeah, for sure. I watched 6 hours of that in 1 week compared to 6 hours of Bachelor in Paradise in 1 week felt so different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just I'm liking the switch to Disney Plus too.
There's a lot of content. That's that's the one thing is now I can't even. So first of all, I can't really watch it on Monday nights because the Bachelor in Paradise is on. And even if I was like, well, I can save Bachelor in Paradise till Tuesday and just have like a Bachelor in Paradise night, I can't even really convince Ethan we should watch it because there's no commercials. There's no like pause time for like snacking or going to the bathroom. So like there's just no chance we finish it at 10 p.m.
Right. Because you'd have. Yep, exactly. I watch it like a little bit delayed. And then I don't know. I'm not super into like the non-celebrity dances. It depends what they are, like what the theme might be. But so I'll like fast forward those or like the little skit at the beginning or like the little whatever the like if there's like a James Bond or Elvis like historical thing that they're showing, then I fast forward that, you know?
Fair. That's a great idea. I'm gonna start doing that.
But yeah, it's a fun show. Oh, other news. That has happened. A lot of baby news in Bachelor Nation.
A lot of baby news, yeah.
So one that we were really excited about was Sarah Herron, because she's been documenting her struggles with infertility and IVF, her IVF journey. So she is pregnant with, I believe, a baby boy. And it's pretty early on, but she's like, I'm so transparent that, you know, I just want to bring everyone along with like my joy. And so that's really cool. Kayla Quinn also is expecting. And then Vanessa Grimaldi just had her baby. Boy.
Congrats to all of them. How lovely. Yes. I'm happy for the other two, but I'm beyond thrilled for Sarah. Like,
yeah.
We are ultimate Sarah fans here on the Bachelor Wrap-Up podcast. We always have been. And she also, like, broke her knee.
Oh, like, really?
Like, the same day she found out she was pregnant, basically. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
So she's going through it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would think there'd be, like, limitations on, like, what kind of treatments yes. you can get.
Ooh. Yeah. She basically couldn't have much, like, pain management.
Yikes. and then you were away for the Clayton and Susie news that they broke up. So what was your initial reaction?
I was kind of like, yeah, we've been new. but also, like, sad. Because I wanted them to be happy.
Yeah.
But hear me out. What if Clayton and Rachel get back together?
I think people are rooting for that. I don't think she ever would. She seems like, you cross me, never, yeah. you know? So, like...
Wait, can you explain to me what happened with Avon on the After the Final Rose?
Oh, actually, yeah. I have a question about that because... So, he showed up, but Tina was still on stage. So, Jesse's like... All right, this is all good, but there's somebody that demanded he get a chance to talk to you. Or they, I don't know what he said, but it was like...
To Tina or to Rachel?
Rachel.
Okay.
And he just came out. He stood there. It was very awkward. And he's like, I would love, like, you know, what happened to you? Like, nobody deserves that. I would love to, like, you know, go, like, catch up or something. She's like, I would love nothing more. And it just seemed more like a, like, screw you, Tino moment. Not on his part. Like, he didn't want to be there when Tino was there. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of set up that way. And they just walked off and then were not seen or heard from. Like, they didn't have, like, a Rachel, Tino, try to rekindle things segment or anything. They just showed them talking backstage. We didn't hear what they were saying.
Oh.
But then, like, since then, it was, like, nothing. That, like, we didn't see them even following each other. So it just seemed like, okay, we'll try to make it look like there's some sort of possibility there, but it just seemed like something to, like, get her off the stage and make it look like there's a possible something or other.
Interesting.
But then his last Instagram post, which was pretty soon after that finale, says, the caption is, only time I play the back and forth is Aaliyah record.
Damn.
So, and everyone's like, ooh.
So. Yeah, but I also kind of, like, there's a couple things that feels like Pilot Pete and Maddie and also Hannah Brown and Tyler, where it's just like, hey, maybe there is a happy ending and there's just that's not happening.
Right. Like, we just want to look like we created something as producers, but
yeah, because, like, I don't blame those people where it's like they've put that relationship to bed more or less.
Right. That's where that is at. But Clayton and Susie just did a podcast, Caitlin's podcast, together. Mm-hmm. And Clayton, like, talked about, I think, about, you know, having really dark thoughts. They also talked about, like, basically coming out of the show, how you see all the happy moments on social, but they had a lot of really challenging moments. And it just seemed like the stress of, like, other people's expectations and the reaction from the show got to them a lot. And then there mm-hmm. was, like, the doing the long distance thing. And I guess he was saying that he was gonna, like, go back to, like, the business world and take a stable job, and Susie was looking for stability, and so she was going to move to Phoenix with him or Scottsdale. But then he was like, no, I want to, like, keep pursuing my dreams and doing the speaking engagements about mental health. And I think that just caused, like, she was encouraging him to pursue his dreams, but also she was like, well, I kind of need more stability. So, and, like, you went backtracked on this thing. So mm-hmm. I think it was just, like, they're in different places and
yeah,
possibly they would reconcile later, but
yeah,
they're at least on good enough terms to talk to Caitlin together.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, the show doesn't really support couples afterwards, especially if they didn't follow like the right narrative.
You know? No, they sure don't, do they?
Yeah. So, shall we get into the BIP of it all? You missed the premiere.
I did, but honestly, you know what? It's funny. Thank you so much to Melissa and Kirsten for filling in.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
I love listening to the podcast when I'm not on it. You and Kirsten were talking about how, like, that first episode, there was really nothing to bring you back. Mm-hmm. And I completely agree with you. It didn't feel like a fun dynamic premiere. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, am I just not into this cast? Or does it feel like this format is just beyond broken? Because, like, I hate to say this, I'm mad at Serene and Brandon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's just like, why are you here? You is obviously just wanted to be with each other.
Brendan and Piper. It's like Brendan and Piper, but they know better than to say that.
Kind of thing. Yeah. They just were like, oh, you're the only one I had eyes for. Like, let's kiss immediately. It's right. Okay, like, I'm not even going to suspend my disbelief to like be like, oh, yeah, you guys didn't know that like this was it.
Right. It was almost like Dale and Claire level. Like, it was like, obviously, you guys have been talking.
So it's just like, why waste my time? Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sad because I love looking at Serene. Like, I truly think she is one of the most beautiful people to ever be on this show. She's so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm mad at her. Like, I'm mad at the people who come in being like, yep, you're the one. That's it. Like, I'm also mad at Teddy and Andrew for that too, like,
right, because then she leaves. It's like, then okay, why you're not open come? You're not open to other people then.
Yeah, so like, why did you come to this show? Just go on two dates, and if you don't feel it, then you don't feel it. And you know what, we're getting right into the Teddy stuff. I am sorry, I'm skipping like 4 hours ahead, I know, but and I want to be very, like, soft with her in the fact that I think she had a bit of a mental break here. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of pressure. The anxiety is bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, why come? Why come if you're only interested in one guy? If you feel like it's a waste of time to stay, then it was a waste of time to come at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, you know, she's like, I want a husband and I want kids, and like, great, but you leaving, like, are you really gonna meet your husband in the next 2 weeks if you're not in your small town of Rancho Cucamonga?
Right. And weren't you just saying that, like, you were interested in Rodney? So I don't get it.
Yeah. And like, it just makes me a little frustrated, and I was really mad that she didn't say bye to her friends.
Me too. Like, Serene, yeah, like, wandering around.
Yeah, and it's like, your friends are obviously very concerned about you, and like, you saw Jill like run right up to her. She couldn't even like go say to Jill like, hey, like, she couldn't even pull her girls over and be like, hey, like, I don't want to like say goodbye to the boys, like, I just want to leave, like, you two are my number one. So like, but it's just like, she's just had a bit of a temper tantrum, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was strange for sure. And I don't know what that means for Andrew going forward. Is he going to leave?
Well, I hope not. I hope Andrew is like, oh, wow, I am on Bachelor in Paradise. Why don't I paradise it? Why don't I try and make out with somebody? Like, have a nice time. Like, it's 3 weeks of commitment.
Right. Well, what made me mad is I was like, okay, so Andrew and Teddy, obviously, I don't think she's coming back, so they don't work out. Where is Andrew's bachelor arc? Why are we still having Zach? Like, there's so many options on this beach, and now it's clear to me, like, probably Andrew's not going to move on to someone else, because he had said, well, I came here because of you. And she'd said, Teddy had asked him, well, if you knew it wasn't going to work out, would you have come? And he's like, probably not. So to me, I think he's on his way out soon. But.
And that makes me mad too.
Yeah.
Like, then don't come here. Just hang out with each other. Go to Stagecoach and make out like,
I'm sure you can get sponsored trip, like a vacation by like in plenty of places, like more exciting places.
Yeah. Like, why did you bother? Like, right. What a waste of time on everyone's part. Like, we're going to get into the Sally of it all. But yeah. It's like, is what Teddy did really that much different than what Sally did?
Well, and Sally's going to show up at some point. So,
yeah,
based on the preview. So,
yeah. So I'm a little annoyed about that. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's, and I like Teddy, so I don't want to be annoyed with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I am.
Right.
The one I'm not annoyed with is Lace, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Can't be too mad at her, the icon.
Well, she's not, she has, yeah, she hasn't had, had nothing to do. So, I mean, she lied about her birthday. Hilarious.
She did gather people around the Sally suitcase. So she's fulfilling the producer role, I guess.
Of like, she's, yeah, I feel like she's like us there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she'll comment about Jacob. Like, okay, she knows that she has to kind of Jacob get Jacob's rose, but then like
she hates Jacob.
Yeah,
right?
She's just like, cool. You're a douche.
She hates him so much. I mean, so do I, but I'm not.
Yes. What are your thoughts on Romeo?
I mean, wow. I feel like I'm not that surprised. Wasn't there something that came out about Romeo, like after his season, that he was kind of a bit of a player? He hangs out with the player guys or something like that. I don't know, but it's just, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Did they just do away with the two drinks right? night rule or whatever it was, or is it two drinks an hour?
Yeah, because he went up to Haley at one point and was like, you are a joy of sunshine. It's like, and that's not the phrase. Yeah, he was a mess.
So and he was crying, I guess, and it was like, and it's, you know what? Men can cry. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm saying that. But it was just like, there were kind of crocodile tears, and nobody really knew what it was about.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be, like, you know you're doing something wrong when even people that have no guaranteed rose, know that their rose is in jeopardy, will turn you down. Like, Haley's like, no thanks.
Yeah, she's like, I would rather go home.
Yeah.
I'm a little mad at, and okay, again, somebody else I'm a little mad at. I'm a little mad at Jill. Like, okay. Jill, get your shit together. I'm sorry, my friend. Also, a woman with no conviction. I get it. It was literally the final rose. No one else was giving her the rose. But she was so like, I am not taking your rose. Don't even think about asking me. And then like,
well, yeah, I like that moment. But yeah, she did an about face for that.
Yeah. She was like, oh, OK. Yeah, I'm taking this rose. But like, don't think this is like, I'm forgetting you. I'm just moving on to next week. If you have conviction, you go home. And I know she didn't want to because she A, wants the screen time, B, wants the clout,
yeah,
C, wants to make out with Rodney. Okay, my next question. Sorry. Bachelor in Paradise does something to me in which I cannot follow a single train of thought.
Yeah. They don't follow their storylines through, so.
No. Do you think Rodney's going to make out with Jill? And, like, do you think he's going to ask her on the date? It's like, petty bounce. Also, okay, another question. So how long... What time was Ronnie's date supposed to start?
Yeah, exactly. Like this, they really must have pulled him way aside because he had no clue what was going on. And I have a little bit of confusion about the timing. Like, same thing with Victoria and Justin's date. It looked like they were like heading off to a date, but then suddenly it was like, oh no, like now he has time to talk to Genevieve. And
also, like, in this nighttime portion, Shanae and Genevieve and the boys were like nowhere to be found. So,
right.
Like, how long was that date?
Right.
Yeah. Like, please don't make me spend more time with James than I have to.
I was shocked. I actually, not that I was shocked that he was there, but I mean, he did not appear in any previews. I was like, oh, Aaron's actually like making a break for it. He's going on his own. But no, not to be the case. They're just more of a caricature this time around. But yeah. Your question about Rodney, I think he's going to, like, I think that it's going to move to the next day probably because of this is the Teddy thing, like, delayed everything.
Mm.
And I think he's going to talk to more people. And I think Jill was too upfront about like, I am so single, you're the only one I have my eye on, that I don't think that's what I think he's gonna like see who else, like what the status is of other people.
Great point. Something else I'm mad about.
Yes.
That Genevieve just thought Justin was gonna say no to a date on day
two. Seriously.
Like, what are you doing? Like, no. Like, you guys were talking about Love Island and how like people just like have to go on the date. Mm-hmm. That's just what it should be. And on Love Island, I've been watching so much of it lately. No one likes that their boyfriend's going on a date, but they're just like, this is just a function of the show and that, you know, whatever. And like, Genevieve, you just met this dude. It is day two and you're losing your mind. And I get it. I would lose my mind over Justin too. I would. He would be my number one. But it's just, you just go, yeah, babe, have a great time. Like, and then you kiss them on the mouth before they go.
Yeah, I feel like that's been standard practice. Like, it's just part of the lingo. People are like, yep, this is just, that's what you're here for. And yeah, for her to say things like, and if he comes back and he's not sure, then
I'm don't done. Want him.
It's like, you were just on The Bachelor, where you had to deal with this with 25 women. I guess it's not fun, but you should be used to, like, okay, I don't know, competing, but just like being open to other relationships and knowing that the other person is open to other relationships. So that was odd to me.
It was so odd. And like, I get it in week 2.5.
Right.
Don't get it on day 2.
No.
And she's been tweeting like, yeah, I just kind of lost my mind. And like, I'm seeing how ridiculous it was. But it was just like, again, like, how much alcohol are they getting? Or like, what are the producers saying to them that they just lose perspective so quickly about what the show is?
Yeah. I mean, there was something Aaron said where it was like, well, I just want to find a teammate and ride this out kind of thing. And so I'm like, maybe it's part of that, like, we want to strategize to be here the longest. And so maybe these day one people, maybe she feels like, okay, we have to lock in with each other. And even if it's not just the romantic thing, but just like, hey, like, we're giving each other roses and like, we'll just be the couple in paradise for this stint.
Then why are you here?
Yeah.
That's not the show. And you know what? I get it that it's like, oh, well, they want like, Instagram fame, blah blah blah, like it behooves them to be there longer. Then you can't get mad if somebody actually has feelings. Yeah. Okay, you can't get mad,
right? You know who was doing it right? Victoria. Like, she's the pro.
Yeah, she's good. You know what? Victoria's doing it right. She's making out with who she needs to make out with. She has backups upon backups, which is what
she's not losing her mind about. Okay, yeah, if Justin is going this way, I'll just go talk to Johnny. It's not like this big deal, but
yeah.
Let's see. What about Shanae?
I'm enjoying Shanae. I think I'm hoping that she stays in this trajectory of just being herself, but not being like catty. I think she got really caught up in Clayton's season of Her Against the World. Where now I think there's just so many more options, and like, I like the way her and Genevieve interacted on their date, and I just am enjoying her level-headedness about it. And like, she has the correct approach to the show. She's like, I will make out with a bunch of people, why the heck not? Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, she's started out with Tarzan. Very smartly moved on from that, moved on to Logan. I'm not getting Logan's appeal still, but
oh my god, seems to be in demand. He's going down in my book.
Totally. Yeah, he just seems like a dud. Like, he's not bringing anything. Like, he's not lively. He's not, I don't know.
No, he's literally just moping around. Like, he was literally like in the sand crying.
Yeah, whereas Johnny like has picked up for me. I'm like, oh, okay, like he's just like complimenting everyone, like, oh, you look great, like guys and girls, and seems to be open to getting to know different people. So let's see, what about Michael and Sierra? Are you liking that couple?
I just feel like Michael needs somebody mm-hmm. who's old enough to have moved past their body glitter stage.
I think he thinks that too. I think he like knows that deep down based on his comments on the premiere, and he was getting some flack for like, it's kind of creepy. Like, he's just like, oh, everyone's so youthful and I'm a dad at summer camp. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, bad comments. I don't want to sound like I'm for predators because I am famously an age gap hater. But like, what is he supposed to do? Like, yeah. There's no women. There's one woman above 30.
Right. Yeah, and they just don't seem to have a mutual interest.
Yeah. Or
even a one-sided interest. So, yeah, hopefully, I don't know who else would be coming, but.
Yeah, she's just like an I don't know, she just feels like a young 25, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Just like Lace felt like a young 25 when she was on the show.
Right. We'll see Sierra back in 7 years.
Yeah, probably, actually.
So let's see. The couples at least the start of Monday's episode were Brandon and Serene, Andrew and Teddy, Johnny and Hunter. So we didn't see that. Yeah, we didn't really see that develop. So you can kind of, even just from who's being shown, you can see like where it's, you could kind of predict where Johnny was going to go. Justin, Genevieve, Shanae and Logan, and Haley says Lace is in the corner by herself. Haley has a problem with Lace coming in there, and she had her time, whereas Haley apparently thinks she deserves to be there when nobody remembered her.
I think Haley is jealous of Lace.
Yeah, that's probably where that fixation comes from. And then we get the cliffhanger from the previous week with Victoria arriving, so we kind of go back to that point. Victoria pulls Logan, Johnny, and Justin. One thing I liked is that we didn't see her like, oh, who are you connecting with? And she just got to know them individually. There wasn't any conversation about like, am I stepping on any toes? So it looked like, you know, she could have picked anyone, but she did have that interest in Justin going forward. And yeah, this is where it was really frustrating with Genevieve, because I felt like Justin did everything that he should do. Like, he didn't say like, hey, I'm turning down the date. He accepted the date, but he still talked.
Day two.
Yeah. And he still talked to Genevieve. And it seemed like they had talked about that situation. Like, it's just something people
because
talk
it's
about.
Day two.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Oh, are we saying no to people? No, we like, I haven't even unpacked my suitcase yet.
Right. And he said, I'm always going to have a conversation. And that's something like, you know, I'd expect from you too. And like, this is what I would want you to do as well. So the only thing then, my gripe with Justin is that he got so upset that Genevieve went on her date. And I'm sure it's because of like her huge reaction and overreaction. But at the time it was like, okay, you want her to do that too, you said. So
yeah, I agree with you there. And I said that to Ethan last night and he was like, well, no, Justin's only mad because Genevieve was just like, do on to my date, not talking to Justin. Mm. And like, he was just like, okay.
Right.
I think it would have been
not
much
seeing
more
the double standard.
I think it would have been more effective if Justin acted like he did not care at all. He's like, I haven't time. Like, it's like cute. Like, I think he should have like gone into it more.
Right. We also see a moment. I feel like it can really only go downhill for the people that were on seasons that we didn't really get to know them. Case in point, Romeo, where it's like, you know, he left early on Michelle's season. We're like, oh, we didn't really get to know him. Like, maybe he's a decent guy. Or Casey, we didn't know much about him. But I did not like Casey bad-mouthing Kira and saying like, oh, I need a good girl. And like implying all these things about her and that, I don't know, talking to Michael about her. Like, oh, like,
yeah.
She's, what do you mean she likes
a sex, girl,
so
who like shut up, Casey. Like,
yeah,
get out of here.
Let's see. We did see a conversation with Michael, where he's worried about when things get too real and that he gets scared. So it made me think back do you think that's what happened on Katie's season? Like, was that playing a part? It wasn't just like, okay, my son wants me to come home, but it sort of tied into like, oh, this is getting real.
Yeah, very much so.
But he also says like, but I also truly believe I haven't found the person I'm supposed to be with. And he doesn't want to use somebody to kind of try to get ready for that person.
And that I appreciate.
Yes. And then was it Shanae that gets the date card that says to rewrite history? Shanae and Logan go on a date. So Shanae's gone on two dates.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I don't remember this happening.
So like this was like we didn't see much of the date. It was just more them like, oh yeah, I'm into you. But I don't know if Logan actually saw her on her season because he talks a lot about like, oh yeah, she's just misunderstood and she's so brave to be here. Sort of like implying,
I was like, Logan, you've never seen this show. Right. He's just never seen it.
Because I'm thinking like, okay, that's probably what he was told. Like, oh yeah, she was kind of a villain on her season. But if he didn't see it, it's like, okay, you're just writing off everything she did in one sweep. Yeah. And thinking like, oh, we're two kindred spirits. Like, we have the same storyline. It's like, okay, Logan, you just jumped from, you know, dating one girl to the other, even though they were both on your season, so it was totally fine. The other thing that struck me about this date is they're in this like huge, like, I don't know, it was like a dance party or a bar, like a crowded bar, and it's right. Like,
and then this you're is like, where are the COVID regulations? Yeah.
Yes. So I don't think they learned anything, and or there's still that COVID conspiracy. And then yeah, let's talk about the Sally of it all, because this was very strange. Oh my god,
what a stupid situation that I had to endure.
Yes, because it seemed totally set up by, well, obviously producers, like, didn't seem like a real suitcase in any fashion. Lace discovers it, but we previously had got an ITM with Genevieve where she's saying like, I didn't think it would be Victoria taking Justin away. I thought it would be Sally. So I think that just set a light bulb in producer's mind. Like,
yes.
Oh, she's paranoid about Sally, and Sally maybe isn't even coming, but let's just get her more worked up. Because when do they ever like telegraph who's coming along the beach? You know, they never, and it's like a surprise.
Yeah, and like, you're telling me that they're, you know what? I do believe the story that
she backed like, out.
Yeah, she backed out truly, truly last minute. I do absolutely believe that. I believe that her suitcase went. I don't believe that was her suitcase. Why would they put it there? You're telling me there's not one storage room in the hotel where they could put it?
Right. Right. And you think she one packed storage a waffle locker iron
at the airport? Like,
would you pack a waffle iron in your like precious like luggage to Mexico that probably doesn't plug into the wall?
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. I mean, and yeah, I just don't
think. Remember when Wells used to like act things out with puppets? Now he's doing reenactments.
Now he's just doing it with himself.
Yes. This didn't play well for me either. Like, okay. Clearly there was not a producer in the trunk of Sally's car for 4 hours.
No.
And then I think they were trying to sort of recreate the magic of when they had that reenactment in maybe season one or two where the guy jumped out the window. And that was like so ridiculous, but it was just like a quick little like, okay, here's what happened. It wasn't this long bit that they like reenacted. So
yeah, what point did you get tired of it?
Definitely the driving to our house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, it was definitely much. Like, we could have just had Wells telling the story, and I think it would have left more intrigue. Like, oh yeah, and then she went back to her fiance, and yeah. So it's not going to go well for Sally whenever she shows up.
No.
She's not a friend of the producers.
Yeah, that's probably why they did it, honestly, was that, like, they were pissed at her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be like, oh, I have explosive diarrhea, and the ex said that he hates me, but I'm still in love with him. And yeah, you can't even be in the backseat. You have to, it's just, yeah, totally ridiculous. And then they made this whole thing about a vibrator being in her suitcase and like they're afraid of it. So, and then had Kira take it to the boom boom room.
I mean, come on. Like, what are we doing? Like, I know I'm a sex hater, but it's just like, really, we're not, why are we doing that?
Yeah. Not here to shame.
I'm not here to shame.
Or snoop in people's luggage.
Or snoop in people's luggage. Or, like, touch anything. I don't want to touch anything. Yeah, it felt, like, rude, even though it was a fake suitcase, to just, like, throw her stuff all over the ground.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, if that happened in Genevieve, she would, like, burn the place down.
Yeah, exactly. If you touched one of her bikinis. This is also where we learn about Romeo not quite feeling Jill anymore, which is like, Romeo, like, are you drunk on power right now? Because
yeah, he was.
It's just ridiculous. Like, you made this whole thing with Kira to, like, you didn't want to pursue with her. You wanted to pursue Jill fully and in peace. But then he's saying, oh, well, we're not just here to make friends or find a surrogate sister. So he's like totally putting her down as if like, oh, there's no romance there. And so he just suddenly decides that he's going to pursue Brittany. Seems like he's never talked to her before, but just presumes that she's going to be so into this.
Like, Brittany gets my 2 stars of the evening for swerving on Romeo's kiss.
Oh my gosh, such a dramatic swerve. Yeah.
Like, and she just could have gone the other way and made it less of a swerve, but she was like, no, I'm making sure they know this was a swerve.
Right. Even though Romeo does not pick up on it. Oh, it's just because she's such good friends with Jill that she will be interested once they get to talk. Yes. So then, you know, Jill gets really upset, sees what's happening. And yeah, Romeo gets so emotional. Like, okay, now nobody wants his rose. And I loved Jill in this moment where she's like making fun of him, like standing in the ocean. Like, what's he upset about? Like, so I felt like she kind of came into her own here, and I was totally rooting for her to like not accept a rose from him, like she said. But we see that after
talk
Romeo
is cheap, but roses are cheaper.
Right. After Romeo gets rejected by Haley and whoever else he talks to, going back to Kira, I think his move probably should have been to go back to Kira because she seemed the most receptive to like, OK, I think this would go a long way in showing me that, you know, mm-hmm. I could forgive him, but no, he goes back to Jill kind of saying like, oh, or you could use this to pursue somebody else. So it just seems like he like wants out.
Yeah.
Which is probably smart at this point. So we have, even in episode 1, we do not get a rose ceremony, or episode 2, like episode 1 of this week, there's 12 girls and 9 guys, but we don't get the rose ceremony until the start of episode 2. Which is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
We did get in these episodes the intros. So that is one like bright spot. Is there anything that anyone that you particularly liked?
Johnny's made me giggle.
Okay.
And I think Shanae's is the best one in a really long time.
That's like a play on that meme, right? Of the
Yeah, I think so. And it just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because it was so perfect.
Yes. It took me a while. I didn't get the Brandon one at first, but if we remember from Michelle's season, it looked like he threw the ring away, like into the sand.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he's like digging it up from Mexico.
I didn't get that.
Finding it.
Hilarious.
But yeah, a lot of them are like more straightforward. The ones they always have, you know, like
yeah.
Holding 2 drinks or.
I think Laces was a throwback to one of her old ones, too, was it not?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Doing a little salsa or whatever it is. Hunter, like all she did, all they gave her is toilet paper.
Which is like upsetting. I would be mad.
Yeah. I just feel for her for like, OK, that's all they show of you. But, you know, she did agree to do that stuff, so. They even showed Sally's suitcase wearing a bikini. So
that's really funny.
Yeah. Do you think that they will replace it when she actually shows up?
I think so.
I would hope so.
I also, Bachelor Data, like her screen time infographics have been including like Sally's suitcase. So
Even like one of the things that Jesse does at the beginning, it's like Sally's suitcase is looking for love. Apply to be on the next season of The Bachelorette. We see Lace, Haley, and Kira all working for Jacob's Rose. And here I got annoyed too, kind of with producers. Like I want Lace to stay, but I thought Kira clearly did the best job in terms of if you want to attract someone like Jacob. I don't know why you would, but like she showed that, like, hey, I want to be here for you. And we see her in ITM saying, yeah, those other two, like, they're not into him. Like, I actually am interested in him. So if he was there for the right reasons, she's the obvious pick. And he had expressed interest in her before. They seem to have chemistry. So when he called Lace and said something like, oh, you're an icon, it's like, okay, he played right into the producer's hands here and was like, yeah, I just want to be with like the more popular person. So felt for Kira. Like, I think she, I don't know,
had a rough go
here. Yeah, a rough go. And you mentioned being mad at Brandon and Serene. I'm also mad that like we don't see anything of them. So I was like, you can't even get invested in them. Like they haven't had a date yet.
Like, do you think they're getting punished for like talking beforehand?
I don't know if it's punished or it's just like, okay, moving on. It's boring or something. But yeah, they're both characters that we really liked. Casey and Brittany are another one where it's like, okay, it seems like they're talking in the background and that's who, you know, he gives his rose to. But we see nothing of this. Like, is it just like a, yeah, we're agreeing to like move forward together kind of thing and not really romantic? So I thought it was a little interesting with how things played out with Justin and Victoria, because their date seemed like they had a good chemistry, like good banter. And then the next day or whenever, like ahead of the rose ceremony, they talk about, yeah, we want to pursue each other and like, I only want to talk to you. I really want to talk to you tomorrow. And then super quickly, she notices, I guess, that he's talking to Genevieve. And it seemed like he just wanted to sort of make her feel better. Like, he realized it's her birthday, so he got a cake for her. And I think Victoria kind of spots that as like, oh, well, I thought that we're doing this, but I'm not like 100% sure that's what he's going to do. So let me go talk to Johnny. I'm interested in him as well. But I don't know. Do you think Justin, because it seemed like Justin was going to go for Victoria, but did he just get a little worried that she was moving on to Johnny, or did he just, you think he just felt like, no, I got to stick with Genevieve?
I'm really not sure what happened here. And I think I might be a little bit of both, where I think he is still interested in, you know what? Actually, I have just made up my mind.
Okay.
I think he's interested in pursuing both of them still.
Okay.
But I think he knew that if he didn't give the rose to Genevieve, that door would be completely closed. Where if he doesn't give the rose to Victoria, he can be like, hey, I'm still interested in you. I had like, but I just, this is where I had to go for that one. And she'd be more understanding of that.
See, I think like the smart thing would be to like kind of lose Genevieve, because it seemed like,
because she's annoying.
Yeah, like it just seemed like he was like, wait, we're like this on, like you're reacting like this on day two and you're saying that I have done nothing to validate you when I've got like a cake right here. And you know, just kind of seeing, he had the contrast right there of how like the dynamic with Victoria versus the dynamic with Genevieve. But I think what would have probably happened, I think it would have backfired in some way where it's like they would have found a way to make Genevieve stay because they knew Aaron's coming.
Yeah.
And so it would have been Jacob giving it to Genevieve instead. You know, like she wouldn't have gone without a fight. Like she would have found a rose somehow.
Yeah. And and I also just like don't really understand why they have a connection, Justin and Genevieve, because like all we've seen them do is fight. And if you're fighting on day two, it's just not worth it.
Right. And like we were given a hint about her having a connection with Aaron. I know it was Shanae like bringing something up that wasn't true at the men or at the after the final rose or women tell all, whatever it was. But even so, that means that Aaron and Genevieve had met. She was probably expecting him to be there. Obviously, they had DM'd like to sort of, oh, isn't it crazy what Shanae had said at the very least, you know? So, yeah, for her to like lock all in on Justin was strange. We do get the rose ceremony finally, and Andrew picks Teddy, no surprise at that point. Brandon Serene, Michael Sierra, Logan Shanae, Casey Brittany, and then Jacob Lace, Justin Genevieve, and then Johnny Victoria, which was maybe one of the not so surprising, but slightly surprising maybe to Hunter. And then Romeo picking Jill. So we lost Kira, Haley, and Hunter. And if we look back, they were all early boots on Clayton's season. So it just sort of plays out with what makes sense with what producers would want.
Also, they weren't in the previews.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was like, oh, I know who goes home. It's like, oh, well, I know Lace is definitely getting a rose here.
Right. Like, we've seen Jill in previews, like when they get separated in the Casa Amor twist and stuff. So, yeah, it was kind of easy to figure out, like, where things went. But then we're back, and now the girls have the power. And another interesting statement we hear from both Shanae and Genevieve is that they don't want to date around. They're just here for one person. And then that quickly changes when there's new arrivals. And it's James and Aaron. I thought it was really weird that they chose Genevieve and Shanae, like both of them. We didn't see James talk to Shanae at all. And you would think just based on the history that you'd avoid that. But they seem to all get along.
Yeah, James is just a production puppet.
Yeah. He's there for the vacation to hang out with Aaron. Yeah. Because obviously they would want that two-on-one. But, I mean, they were, the whole thing was like playing pool games and contests. So they were interacting just fine. And it actually seemed like Shanae kind of liked James.
Yeah. Good on them.
Yeah, and then Aaron and Genevieve definitely had chemistry. I thought this pairing makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know where this is going to leave Justin, but Genevieve has had a habit of sort of comparing. Like, so she was comparing Justin, like, I have more chemistry with him than in one day than a month with Clayton. And then with Aaron, it's like, oh, like, I don't want to compare with Justin, but like, he's showing me way more that he's into me.
Then just go be with him. Right? Leave me alone.
I had forgot this happened, but I see in my notes that Jared and Ashley I arrived.
Oh my God. I forgot this happened too. Like, what is the point? My time?
It wasn't even to host a date. Like, it was literally a free trip.
We want time with each other. We just want time. Like, they went to the boo boo room, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's where they're staying.
What is happening? I think we have a question about it later. Okay. So I'm not going to say my brain thoughts.
Right. The only thing that this visit kind of brought about is that this is the point where Teddy like seemed really out of the blue. But when Ashley was talking to everyone about how things are going, Jill fills Ashley in a little bit on her situation. And then Teddy said that she's not sure if Andrew's the right person for her. And that was the first we really heard of that.
Guess what? You don't have to figure it out right now. Guess what? It is day three.
Date on the first night. Like, you just don't know right now.
Yeah, like, you don't know? Wow, you are 24. It's okay.
Right. And then Ashley says, like, oh, do you think he likes you more than you like him? She's like, I think so. So, and then I guess that's what she feels bad about, too, is that he was so sure. And yeah, I think he would have been fine to sort of go at a different pace. But we get our next arrival, which is Rodney, who we mentioned a little bit before. And he does pull Jill and Teddy, and seems like Teddy is the one who piqued his interest the most. And right after their conversation, then she goes and breaks up with Andrew. Oh my God.
And then breaks up with the island.
Right. So we just get that scene of Serene, like, looking around, like, caring about her so much, and she's not there. And Wells is the one who breaks the news.
Oh, like, you don't know? She left.
She's gone.
I tilted out of here. Wells, don't be such a dick. Like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I just didn't like this move because I would
so
like
the, childish.
I would like that move if, like, you were wronged in some way or you're just like, screw all these people. But this was your decision and it's just like a matter of feelings. Like, I don't know, like, just stay around and give a rose to someone else that wants to stick around.
Yeah, it's just like she had like kind of like a really embarrassing little temper tantrum.
Yeah, because I would think she would even feel bad of like, oh, well, now like Andrew might not get a rose from somebody. Like, I should like at least stay for the rose ceremony and let him like move on to the next. But yeah, it was odd. And then Rodney's totally unaware of what's going on. Because he was like, where's Teddy? Like, that's who he had decided that he wanted to take on the date. She's gone. And yeah, we'll find out next week what happens with that. And then it looks like Sally is showing up as well. Maybe Sally and Rodney are going on a date.
Maybe, what a throw.
Yeah, that's about it for this episode. Oh, we got bloopers of more of the Sally reenactment. So exciting stuff.
This was the most boring blooper. Actually, you know what? There was one with Kira too. That was also really boring.
I don't even remember it. So yeah, it must have been.
She like tried to hook up with a crab or something.
No, there's
a dog. Yeah. Ugh,
ridiculous. Talking to animals only worked for Claire. So let's not try to recreate all these scenes. Let's get into our questions. So Will Harrington says, will Haley keep coming back until she gets a rose? Please say no. And Haley, don't worry. It's H-A-I-L-E-Y.
I know. It's not me. Thank God. I will keep coming back. And I think Haley's one and done. It did make me pretty sad when she was like, two bachelor shows and I've still never gotten a rose. It was like, oh, ouch.
Yeah. I mean, there is the upside of like, oh, you're a night one person and maybe you like get that spark and you're like the Lacey and Marcus and you move on and you're like the new star of paradise. But more often than not, it's like they're not going to invest in you as much. Like the other people showing up to paradise don't know that much about you. So if nobody like had you like top of their list, it's like that probably is going to happen. Will Harrington also wants to know, why does production keep trying to push Jared and Ashley as a VIP couple? Oh, I'm so glad someone asked. When that environment was so clearly not working for them. Yes, it was very like revisionist because Jared said something like, we met on whatever season of VIP and now we're married. And we got engaged here. It's like, okay.
There's so much that happened in between. With another woman.
You did not get engaged because of that season. You know, it's like you met there. That's it. And then like, so when we saw Ashley saying like, yeah, I can give hope to people like if it doesn't go like a certain way, but we didn't see her actually giving that hope to anyone. It wasn't like, oh yeah, you could reconnect later on or whatever. But yeah, it did not help their relationship. They both should not have gone on. And then maybe it would have been fine a lot earlier for them. Geneva Guadalupe, who's been on the pod. Why did Teddy disappear like that?
Because she's a hater and she like, I think she was like embarrassed. I think she probably had an anxiety attack and like, and again, I'm going to be try and be like, to include that in my thoughts and
exhaustion like, probably plays a role.
Yeah. But it's just
alcohol.
Like,
but yeah, I totally disagree with that as well.
For the show, stay for more than 3 days.
Right. Gary Hogan, what is even happening here? Why are people so intense on day two about someone they just met the day before? Booze, heat, insecurities?
I don't know what's happening here. I feel like we've never seen this on Bachelor in Paradise before. Maybe I'm just revisionist history.
Right. It does seem like really extreme. Tara Renee, was that actually Sally's suitcase? How much of that story was true? Okay, Haley, what are the kernels of truth you can pull out of that?
I think, okay, so let me try and replay it. So I think they definitely had to try and wrangle her there. But again, if I have to, this is why I wouldn't be a good producer. Because if I have to wrangle somebody, I'm not doing it. If you don't want to be there, then great. See you later. I don't want you to be there.
Yeah.
So I think they had to wrangle her. I think she was like, hey, I need to talk to my ex-boyfriend first. I believe that. I believe she made it to the airport. I believe that she didn't get on the flight. I do not believe that was her suitcase.
I don't even know if she made it to the airport. I would say maybe like, okay, I could see the producer showing up to the house and they have to drive to another place to get her stuff or her not being packed. Maybe I could see like Sally told her to like hide, but not, or duck down or something. But there's no way a producer with a phone is staying or even going in a trunk like that. Never get in a trunk. So, yeah. And definitely was not her suitcase in any way. I don't even know. Like, do they let you take a suitcase? I think they have to like if you are trying to get on a flight and your suitcase gets on and you don't, like, that can be kind of like a security threat or something. So
that's a good point. I don't really know the
rules. It could have been registered to the producer, I suppose, but Josh Creek, should Wells start preparing his Emmy acceptance speech for his reenactment performance?
More like the Razzies.
Yeah. Also, I had the thought that had that happened last VIP, we could have had David Spade and Lil Jon doing the reenactment. You know what? I definitely miss the, like, laid back. Like, if we're going to have a new host, like, I like that there was something different last year. Different vibe. Like, I like the David Spade not caring and Lil Jon being really animated. So, Leah Dawson. Oh, and Lance Bass, like, gossiping with everyone. Leah Dawson, no questions, but I missed both episodes this week and honestly not sure if you could pay me enough money to take 4 hours out of the rest of my week to watch. Feeling very thankful I have this pod to catch me up.
And truly, this is what we're here for.
Yes, I know. It's two nights. You know, the one not smart thing about your timing of your trip was the week of VIP you missed was only 2 hours. you didn't miss a 4 hour week. But other than that, it was well timed.
Yeah, 4 hours all October and then 2 weeks into November, or 1 week into November.
I don't know if it ends in October or not.
Let me go over to our good friend Bachelor Data, because I know she posted it because you sent it to me.
Yes, and I also have a question that George, who did our draft all last season and every season, sent me. It says, can you discuss the hypocrisy of the franchise for them to say they are all about helping these 20-somethings find love, and yet time after time, the show intentionally creates love triangles for the sake of drama and ratings? If they really wanted VIP to create the opportunity for people to find love, don't have rose ceremonies that send people home, allow people to choose to leave if they want, but let them stay and see if the next person arriving is for them. The whole thing is a joke, of course. I watch for the absurdity of all, so I'm actually okay with it all. LOL. I think that's what, like, that kind of sums it up. Like, we know it's, like, not really about that, because they would structure it a different way if it was. But
they're telling us it is that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, they are trying to be like, no, this is it. This is what it's supposed to be. And we're like, obviously not. The finale is on November 1st. So that means there's an episode on Halloween. I mean, not that I'm going party.
Right.
I would like to hand out candy to the 7 kids who come to my house.
Yeah, we don't want to scare kids away with VIP in the background. just seeing this news story that we got tweeted to us of the Bree Amaranthus, who briefly appeared on Ari Leyendijk's junior season of The Bachelor, showed off the ball her husband Corey Eumanns caught after the New York Yankees star hit his 62nd home run of the season.
I love this. This is a great story.
Apparently they were offered $2 million for it.
I mean, you just give it up, right? Like, yeah. $2 million? What, take it am while I getting the, better than that?
Yeah,
the going's I'd probably good. Be the idiot who would just be like, here, take it, like, have it, like, it's your ball.
Right. Throwing it back. So was that a record or something?
It is, I think he's tied for this 10th most home runs in a single season.
I was gonna say, like, 62, like, yeah, that's a lot, but, like, the number itself isn't, like, oh, exciting. 50th, 100th or something, you know. So I was like, what is the significance of 62? But yeah, I never have seen this girl in my life. Yeah. nice looking couple.
So, yeah, but I love the connection there. Like, that's just so funny to me.
Yes,
like, what a small world, you know.
Exactly. All right, well, Haley, where can you point people to keep up with if they want to see, like, your amazing trip highlights and all of that?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @HStrong_. I did post a TikTok today. Ooh, I think it's Strong Takes. Let me just double check what my TikTok handle is. Let me see whether at Strong Takes on TikTok. And then I read a lot while I was away, so I'll be posting some reviews over at the Strong Library.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at RJPRecapper. And just be sure you're subscribed to the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed to get all the other great shows on the network, along with this one. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.